Hello, everybody. Welcome to Happy Horror Time. My name is Tim Murdoch, and we are here this evening. We're going to talk about some Christmas holiday treats. We're going to talk about Better Watch Out, Black Christmas 2006, maybe dabble in 1974 Black Christmas, and talk about the December 12th, 1997 release, Scream 2. And you know what? We've got a person here who's never done a podcast. I've never had them on as a guest. It's their first time. Please welcome Matt Emmer.
Who's Matt Emmer?
See, the irony
people are
going
to start
that.
To think, like, is he the guy who just, like, Tim, put me on your podcast.
Well, you know,
Tim.
I called and texted Hiko Mitsuzuko, and he refused. He said, I'm writing a Bello magazine
He did.
Article.
I think he was too busy volunteering with the Trevor Project.
Yes.
That's why.
And so he said, you know what, Tim, when I get to it, he said, don't call me, I'll call you.
Call you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's and true. I said, he okay. has a busy schedule, you know?
You know.
So
I just wish he'd want to be on this podcast.
It's
so
know,
up his alley.
He really hates it. He hates it. I feel like I'm just an alternate, you know?
You are.
I'm like,
Plan B.
If you
Matt Emmer.
If you can't, that was my nickname all through high school. Plan B.
I don't think it changed.
That's true. So I just want to let all of the listeners know
yes.
that we have a change of scenery tonight.
Yeah.
We are at Tim's place. Not we usually do the podcast at my place on my comfortable couch, and
it's
now we're
very
on
comfortable.
Now we're on Tim's comfortable bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, Matt
and,
is.
Yeah, actually. Well, you Tim's in just to paint a picture. Tim's in praying position right now.
Right,
like he's
I'm
literally
on my knees.
He's on his knees. Oh. Heyo. And I'm just laying like foot.
Like he's doing like, a photo shoot like Burt Reynolds.
It's true. Yeah. I am.
If
just
anyone
like
gets that reference,
you're old.
Yeah.
You're
thank
old,
you.
Basically. Yeah. But anyway, tis the season for
Yay!
Christmas horror movies.
Yes. Should we just jump right in?
I think we should jump right in because,
okay.
I mean, yeah.
All right. So to set the scene also, because, you know, we're all about setting the scene.
We like setting scenes.
Okay. So we watched a movie from 2016 called Better Watch Out.
You better not cry.
No. Just better
yeah,
watch
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's true. Better watch out.
And I liked it.
Yeah, well, I guess let's tell the views. So just to paint a picture
yes.
of what this is. So this is a Christmas-themed horror movie that was released on Amazon Video, Vudu, not Hulu, not Netflix, but you can find it on iTunes. You can pay to rent it, basically. It was released last year. And it is... I guess the first reference I would give to you, so it's called Better Watch Out, and just a quick plot is that there's a babysitter that's babysitting like a teenage boy.
Her name
and,
is Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Mm-hmm. And they think there's an intruder coming to get them, and she's trying to protect him or whatever, and basically she finds out that this teenage boy she's
wait,
babysitting.
Wait. Before we spoil it. We're going to spoil it.
I mean,
so
we
if
spoil
you know what,
everything.
If you're just like, Tim, I want to watch Better Watch Out,
then
pull your car
yeah.
over.
But this is like
run
not
around
the
it.
Yeah, I mean like this isn't the we have to talk about this
okay,
or we
no,
can't
I
even
know,
talk
I know,
about.
You're right, you're
basically
right.
she and this isn't like a big reveal. This is like after like 20 minutes
right.
that basically the teenage boy orchestrated everything and really has this like elaborate plot to I don't even know if he's trying to like
date her
or get revenge on her and her current and ex-boyfriend, but he's a psychopath 13-year-old kid.
Sadistic.
Who, yeah, and so he's developed this whole plan. The original plan was he would save her from the fake intruder, which is really his friend, so that he would look hot and then she would like him.
But she finds out that uh-huh. his best friend is in fact the intruder, and she calls him out and she's pissed.
And then he basically like knocks her out, ties her up, like
tapes her.
Yeah, like and gets her current and ex-boyfriend over and proceeds to like torture them and kill all of them. And I know that sounds really like psychotic, but
it
the
is.
Way they do this movie is in it's almost a slightly comical way, don't
I,
you
well,
think?
Well, I wasn't laughing.
Well, I mean, but I mean, I don't want it. The way we just described it made it sound like it's like some torture porn shit, which
no,
it
no,
isn't.
No. You know, I will say that it did not look like a theatrical release. There was some like the house kind of looked like a set.
Oh, definitely.
So I was
yeah.
like, so it kind of took me out in that aspect. And I think that the kid, I was confused by his acting. You know what I mean? The, like the girl only seemed like maybe 3 years older.
Yeah, well, I mean, the dynamic right away is weird. First off, anytime a teenager is getting babysat, I always feel like that's weird because you're being babysat by a teenager, so why do you need someone? But the age difference was supposed to be, I think, like 4 years because he was supposed to be 13. I guess she was supposed to be 17 because she was about to go to college or something.
Right.
So that's weird as it is. But if you forget about that weirdness, like, I will say this, like, it was something I've never seen before.
No. And
I actually liked it.
I did like it. I do recommend it. But yeah. I mean, like, not, it definitely, if it's in the theater, I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't think, I get why it wasn't released in the theater because, again, it's not what you expect because obviously we've seen intruder babysitter movies for, you know, decades, but.
That's what it has going for us because the setup is something you have seen before. So you think you know where it's going.
Exactly.
And then it turns its head.
And then like, but you start to quite like the kid, you start to question like, how far is he going to go with this? Because initially he has a crush on the girl, so he's not going to like take it too far, but he takes it too far.
Oh, I know. I actually was like, here's the thing. I don't like movies where kids, I don't like kids. The end. Thank you for listening. No, I don't like, especially the only time I think it works where kids are even spookier is The Shining, but I don't like kids as killers and I don't like kids as ghosts. Like, that does nothing
for
me.
There goes 50% of like the
horror movies. I know. And I have, that's why, I mean, I love horror movies. This is a horror movie podcast. Yeah. But kids like running by, I feel like it's overdone, it's overplayed. I'm not interested.
So starting with the, I guess, the positives of this, because I think there were a lot. I thought the acting was pretty good.
Yes.
The kid who plays the 13-year-old is actually like 16 maybe or something.
Yeah. His name is Levi Miller.
Yeah.
And he played Luke.
And he was good. He was actually very good. Like, he really made you hate him. And I remember we were talking about this during the movie.
I can't wait until this babysitter gets free because she was tied up and taped. Mm. I can't wait till she gets free and beats the shit out of him.
I know. This kid deserved to be. This is not a tame kid. Then the kid's best friend, who thought they were just playing a prank on the babysitter, starts to, he's a little bit, has higher moral standards.
Right.
Like, he starts to question, like, okay, I think my friend's a little psycho. And just for people who have seen the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Visit, if you remember the young boy in The Visit who does, like, the rap at the end, he's funny, but he's actually good.
He plays the best friend. I did see that movie.
Yeah. And then I don't know who the actress is who plays the main girl. She was pretty good.
She's
pretty blonde girl.
Her name is Olivia. Okay, I'm going to spell it. Dejongi.
Dejongi. But for all of the gay listeners out here, a.k.a. 90% of the audience,
No, it's strictly straight.
Oh, it's all straight, guys. Mm-hmm. The blonde guy from Stranger Things Season 2, who plays the older brother of the new young girl, he is in this as one of her ex-boyfriends.
I will say, is he the one that gets killed?
I mean, a lot of people get Docker Montgomery. How do you pronounce that?
That's Docker.
He's in it too. So there's some slightly upcoming.
And
the parents of the kid, Virginia Madsen,
who was unrecognizable, which is fine. She had like red hair, and I'm used to her having her big blonde bouffant.
And Patrick Warburton, aka Joe on Family Guy.
Oh, and by the way, Virginia Madsen makes like a recklessly gay insult to Patrick Warburton.
Oh, she's like, what are you gonna just suck a cock already or something?
Yeah, because a little off color.
Yeah, because her husband, it's not that he's effeminate. I guess
he was putting up Christmas ornaments.
Yeah, and she was, but they were supposed to be shitty parents.
I mean,
obviously they're not going to be great if the kid's a fucking psychopath.
Well, there was that subplot where the little kid was like, "Why doesn't my mom ever hold me anymore?"
Oh.
Which I was like, "This is dark."
I mean, I guess they're saying, "Well, see, that's a warning for all you new parents out there: hold your kids,
but
or they'll be psychopaths."
Right, pretty much. If you don't hug your kids, they'll kill you.
Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, like, but the movie was interesting because, like. I've never seen a movie that like does that type of twist where the kid is involved, like coming after his own babysitter.
I know,
and,
I will say, like, she when her mouth didn't have tape on it and she was trying to discipline him. I mean, she wasn't going to get through to him, so I thought that all those scenes were so frustrating.
Well, and she also, I feel like she doesn't take him seriously at the beginning because she thinks, like, this is just a kid. Like, how far is he really going to go with this? And then, like, the first murder happens and she realizes this is some,
I will say that scene was, they do the whole, Home Alone thing with the, they tie the paint to the thing and he throws it over the banister and it bashes the kid's face in.
Yeah, but unlike Home Alone where they get hit a billion times and they have no injuries.
Yeah.
This they show what would really happen if you dropped a full paint can off a banister.
Show it.
What would happen is it would kill you. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll die.
Yeah, but it got sort of sadistic toward the end. Like the kid goes really psycho, but they still have it in this like comedic manner. It reminded me of the movie that we actually talked about on one of the previous podcasts, The Babysitter. Mm-hmm. It reminded me a little bit of that. A different plot line, but just that it was like slightly over the top. You know, it was like horror with a little bit of comedy, but I liked this better than The Babysitter. I've got to say, like, I feel like we're painting this picture that it's just this crazy, uncomfortable movie, but it was interesting.
That's a great description.
But it was interesting. Like, I mean, what makes it a Christmas horror movie, obviously, it takes place during the holidays, and so I guess that's really all that made it a Christmas horror movie.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And it takes place in the snow.
Yeah, and there's Christmas ornaments up. Right. That's basically
it. Could have taken place in the summer.
But it's like there's no other Christmas element or backstory or Santa or anything. But no.
And it has a great ending.
Yes. So I guess we shouldn't give that away.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There's our gift to you. We're not going to spoil the ending. No, it did. It was a great ending. I was very happy with the ending. And I think that, a weird dysfunctional family, obviously, but I actually think the kid who played the psychopath could have a career ahead of him.
Absolutely.
As an actor. Like, he was good. Many teenagers can play that crazy.
I hated him.
Yeah. Oh.
So, good job. Well done.
Yeah. No, it was effective because you hate him. And then, you don't think, like, you don't take it seriously at first, but then you start to think, wow, this is nuts, like, off the rails.
It was like that movie we were talking about. It was starred Naomi Watts, where it was called Funny Games.
Naomi Watts?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just turn on an
Mulholland Drive. Yes, I did. And so, you know, I get sidetracked. And do you remember the movie Funny Games? Did you see it?
I remember the previews for it. I don't actually think I saw it.
It's
I remember there was a lot of previews.
It's brutal.
Was it funny and were there games in it?
No. It was not funny. And I don't think the kid was playing games because people died. But it was in the same, what's the word I'm looking for? Same real house.
I
don't ever say real
house. It's funny. I'm looking at like user reviews and IMDb ratings online. And it's pretty high. Like, I mean, for a horror movie, an average of 6.6 out of 10 for a non-wide release horror movie.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 87%?
And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 87%, which is good.
That is high.
How did we not hear about this a year ago if it apparently came out a year ago?
I was so busy.
You were so drunk.
I was drunk the entire year.
All year.
Everyone was like, Tim, and I was like, I'm wasted.
But it's good because like if you're like Tim and I and you like horror movies and we were like, oh, let's watch some Christmas horror movies and, you know, we've seen Silent Night, Deadly Night, Parts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No.
Yeah, have you seen Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 5, The Toy Maker starring Mickey Rooney?
I have not, actually.
I really
I've
see
only
it.
Seen 1, 2, and
3 is a piece of poo.
I've seen, there's also the movie Silent Night without the Deadly Night. That's the one with Jamie
Lee Curtis.
No. She goes from she goes from Halloween to Christmas. She's a new Valentine's.
She's like,
Day.
You know what? Where's Easter?
The girl who hosted the Scream Queen show for a while, Jamie, not
Kennedy. No. I know exactly who you're talking about. She's blonde.
Yes, Jamie. She's in a lot of horror movies. She was in
King?
Mother's Day. King. Yes.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Okay.
Mother's Day. We're getting a little off topic.
Yeah, that's next holiday season. Yeah.
I hated Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
Disgusting.
But anyway, so yes. I guess all in all, unless is there more to say about
this?
I mean,
I
it's good.
We beat a dead horse.
We beat a dead, yeah. It's called Better Watch Out. Again, you have to rent it on, you have to stream it, sorry, rent
it. I think
it.
I paid $6.99 for it.
Well, you are an idiot.
I know. Well, I get it for the month. If anyone cares to come over, I'm going to watch it every single night.
He's got like 24 days left.
It was
so
my first time ever watching something on Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah, yeah. You can. No, I mean, like, if it's not on Netflix, in which it isn't, then you have to rent it on Amazon and pay.
So you know what I'm going to do, Matt? This is what I'm going to do.
You're going to give out your Amazon info to all the listeners.
No.
And they can buy shit
card. I might follow Olivia DeJungi, Ashley, the babysitter, on Twitter.
Oh, you should tweet her and be like, oh, you should actually. I should. Wait, did we say good stuff about her? We just said a lot of good stuff
She's
about the
beautiful.
Guy. She is beautiful. But
no,
I mean,
you know
we...
who was the good looking one? I mean, of course, the babysitter was too, the girl. But, you know, I'm into boys. the guy, Ricky.
Wait.
The one that got a pencil stabbed in his cheek.
The guy who got the Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. He got
I thought
Home
it was
Alone.
Good looking, but I mean the guy from Stranger Things is much hotter.
Not interesting.
You don't see it, but you didn't. Did you saw
I
Stranger
don't care
Things
about Stranger
season
Things.
Two, right?
I like. I saw the first season one and season two. You know, here's the thing. I probably would like it, but I don't have 9 hours.
But we
so
spent an
busy.
Hour and a half watching Better Watch Out.
That's right.
You're right. No, the guy from Stranger Things who plays an asshole again in in Stranger Things, it's a very small part. He plays her ex-boyfriend in this, but I only recognize his face because he's wearing like a beanie the whole time. He's not in it for long. He
no,
just,
no,
like,
he's
shows
the one that
up.
Gets hung.
Yes, the guy who gets hung.
I just
by
gave
the
it
kid.
Away.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever. He's not in it for long, but he is very cute. So like, there's eye candy in this for guys and girls because the babysitter is very cute. Didn't she look like she'd be Australian? I feel like every hot blonde actress is Australian.
Yeah, she was very pretty. And,
her last
actress.
Name is Dejonge. That doesn't sound American.
D-E-J-O-N-G-E.
Maybe
Dejonge.
That's like Dutch or something. I'm totally guessing. I have no idea. But you should
I'm
follow
gonna
her.
Tweet her, everybody.
You should follow the kid, too, and not in like a creepy pedophiliac way, but like Listen. In a, hey, we're talking. Like, how many people are talking about this horror movie? Probably not
everyone.
Many.
It's Christmas time.
True,
everyone.
Yeah. But I mean, we didn't even hear about it a year ago, so.
I don't know where we were.
I don't know. But anyway, Better Watch Out
yes.
is the name of the movie, not
so
the same song.
So you better watch out and go get it.
And watch. No, you better watch it.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
How
I
do
kill.
You do
I
it?
Kill.
How do you do it?
Okay, moving on.
Okay, next movie. We're going to talk about the Black Christmas remake 2006. So it's the 11th anniversary?
11? Wait. Oh, the 11th. Oh, of when
Black
it came
Christmas.
Out.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because for all you horror enthusiasts
yes.
that like 1970s horror movies, the original came out in 1974. So it took them 32 years to make a remake. But. So the remake of Black Christmas is very, very different than the original. It like it almost Rob Zombied
yeah.
the story
no,
by
no.
giving all that not violent wise, but I mean they did like in the original Black Christmas, they don't talk much about the killer Billy.
No, they don't say any
barely
names.
No bat. Well, you
nothing.
Hear him saying Billy and things on the phone, but they don't
Billy.
Talk about his backstory. They, you know, nothing with that. He's just a creepy guy that's calling from inside the house, which is terrifying.
We just
terrifying.
Gave away the whole movie again.
True, but, you know, we're spoilers.
Listen, we should just let everyone know. Before we start talking about 2006 Black Christmas, we're just giving away the farm.
Exactly. And also, it's like, how do you talk about movies without giving... Well, I guess that's
you
how
can,
it
appears. But
yeah,
we're
but...
Not, we can, we're not capable.
Who cares?
We're not capable. So, when I saw the 2006 Black Christmas, I liked it so much better than the original because I watched the original by myself. I don't
loser.
Know. I was such a loser. Someone was like, oh, you have to watch this. It's like When a Stranger Calls before When a Stranger Calls.
And it was.
And
okay.
It was. So like the calls coming from inside the house. Mm-hmm. They don't even do that in this
before
movie.
Before they do. Yeah, she calls.
Oh, they do.
Oh, sorry.
So
not
weak.
In the 2006 one.
They
no.
do. No, they don't. Oh, I just got to. I'm Dude, so popular.
Oh, my God. I think
message.
Olivia Dejong just texted
she
him.
She did. She said, thanks for watching.
She said,
watch
I'm
out.
Listening live. I'm streaming live. Happy Horror Time.
She goes,
I love it.
I can't get enough of this.
I can't get enough. Wow. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Dejongi. So I saw the original by myself, but I was like, God, this is boring. It was like, don't. Oh, I know you're a huge Halloween fan, but I thought it was so like Halloween. I was like, this is slow.
Oh, my God. We're going to get in a
but
big
this, but,
fight.
You know, I was at a different time in my life. I was like, it was like 2007 when I watched it, and I was like, oh, no, it couldn't have been.
But like, well,
it was
I
like
mean,
2005. So,
so
I was
so
just like, what is what
on
is
a
this?
Very conflicting viewpoint. So I watched both of them. So we watched Black Christmas, Tim and I, right after Better Watch Out last week. And then the next day, by myself, I watched the original because I love the original.
So you're
still,
the loser.
But still,
you're, so you just
still,
called me a loser.
I 100% think the original is better than the remake. And here's why. Yes, it's slow. But then, obviously, being a horror, I mean, a Halloween fan, how many times have I mentioned that? I love, like, the slow-building suspense. Like, I don't need it flashy. Like, I like
I need
that
the flash.
That slow burn that, like, keeps it creepy, but, like, and slowly revealing shit. And the 1974 Black Christmas is just so eerie and so creepy, and it's so simplistic. And, like, when they finally find out the call... Well, you know the calls are coming from inside the house because the opening scene is him, you know, sneaking into the... basement, but
not
that's
the basement.
Just, I mean, sorry, the attic.
God,
I was like motioning up, and it was like the basement because it's opposite state. Yeah. No, I love that. And the 2006 one, I will say it's a lot of fun, but really, it's over the top.
I loved that.
Way, and I know you love over the top horror movies. Like, over the top times two, like, great cast, though. All, like, mm-hmm. up-and-coming, like, cheesy teenage actresses. Like, my favorite, Lacey Chabert, my Hallmark movie favorite.
She's not a cheesy actress. I think she's the strongest one.
I think she's a serious actress. Cheesy Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Michelle Trachtenberg, who I love from Gossip Girl. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Who was in Final Destination 3? Mary something Winstead?
Mary Beth Winstead.
Yes. And then Katie Cassidy, of course.
I think Katie Cassidy is gorgeous.
Oh my God, you are so straight right now.
Listen, but on that same note, I also think Oliver Hudson is very good looking.
He didn't age so well,
you know,
though. Like,
I don't want to talk about Oliver Hudson's looks, but let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. He didn't know, because I agree.
No,
the movie, he was
I
hot.
I follow
him
on Instagram,
today.
And like he showed his butt one time, and I was like, ooh.
Like recently?
Yeah, yeah.
He
maybe
looks
it was
like
2 years ago.
He's like a dad to me right now, and
I know
he's
remember
probably.
Remember how hot
not,
he used to be?
He used to be very hot.
I hope Oliver Hudson is not listening.
I mean, if he is,
sorry.
I'm sorry, but
you
at
know,
least
you
he
know
used
what?
To be hot.
If you wanted to date me now,
you'd probably date him.
I'd date him.
Button all.
I'd be yes, that would be the main.
Katie Cassidy is beautiful. She's beautiful. And so the cast of the new Black Christmas is great. Many more death scenes, which are fun and
but,
stuff.
Okay,
they have the two killers.
Okay, let's talk about those death scenes in the 2006.
Okay.
The director, I think his name is Glenn Morgan, and he put his wife in it, which is awesome because
who's his wife?
His wife is the one that comes to the sorority house looking for her sister.
Lee? Oh, she's like one of the main girls.
I wonder how she got the part.
Blew the director.
Oh my God, clean it up.
I mean, she did. So, she's his wife.
Well, I mean, you know, comes with marriage. So what was I going? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
the
director is obsessed with pulling out eyeballs,
yes.
Eating eyeballs, and anything pointy going right through the head. And then before all that, putting a bag over the head.
But there's if I'm taking everything that was done in the remake as
it's about eyeballs.
If it's using inspiration from the original, take it. So in the original, the very first death, a girl gets suffocated with like a bag over her head.
Right.
So
the
remake director take that and like times 200. The eyeball thing, though, I think is because in one of the flashbacks, Billy to his sister/daughter, because it's the product of incest with his mother, which is gross.
Those flashbacks, my God.
Those are the most over the top. They're doing the killer, and this isn't revealing anything because it's known from the beginning, is this crazy mental patient named Billy who had this awful childhood, and
his skin is orange.
Yellow.
Oh, yellow. What's yellow?
His skin's orange. His name is Donald Trump.
Oh, he's a great president.
And his mom is like this, like
she's all hot for her son because her husband's an alcoholic. And then she has a baby, and it's a product of her and her son doing
basically raping her son. I mean, not raping, but she.
If it's young.
It's incest, right. And it's, I guess it's statutory
rape. She has
rape,
the baby.
But the scene where they show that, he's an awkward, like, something mentally off kid.
Living
and she
in the
just
attic.
Goes and sits on him, basically.
Oh, Matt, you took it there.
I mean, that's what happened.
But
right?
I know. Our
and then she has a kid. So
named Agnes.
Agnes. So, of course, because Agnes is the product of incest, Agnes is a little off, too.
Right.
And then Billy gets really jealous of the mom and the family's attention toward Agnes, so he stabs out her eyeball. That was the
just
connection between
one eyeball
why,
or two eyeballs?
Just one. Or she wouldn't be able to see.
One.
So that's why she's obsessed with like taking people's eyeballs. Again, these are these crazy details that the new director added.
Which,
to
I
the,
mean, it ha- oh,
oh,
Matt, you're
oh,
getting
now
a message.
I gotta...
You're so popular.
Okay.
So... You lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry. Eyeballs,
Agnes.
No,
what I was going to say is that the director is obsessed with that. I totally lost my train of thought.
Okay. So anyway, there's a reason for the eyeball obsession, but it was like a totally new element. There's no Agnes in the original, but
no.
I did catch.
There's no.
You listen to the dialogue of the phone calls in the 1974 one, and the killer is like saying, "No Agnes, no, it's Billy."
Oh,
so they do mention an Agnes, but there's no Agnes character. So what I'm thinking is that the director of this remake saw obviously the original, was like, okay, how can I make it different? Which I respect.
No,
I totally respect doing it different.
Making
and they,
bold choices.
They pulled a backstory. They made Billy and Agnes the killers. And Agnes, by the way, is a man dressed in drag. I read that it actually is a man dressed in drag.
No
Not
doubt
that's a
in
surprise.
My mind.
Yeah. But no, it is a fun movie. I really love the 2006 one. It's fun. There's more comedy. The 1974 one is much more.
I know where you're going with that. When you leave the theater, if you see it in the theater. Oh, by the way, I'm seeing it at the New Beverly. If anyone wants to come up to
the original,
the original, and with Silent Night, Deadly Night. Just Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, I wish I was in town.
You're
for
so
that.
Busy.
Yeah, I'm so busy.
So what I was gonna say is, I do remember going home by myself after seeing Black Christmas, and it leaves you with an eerie feeling.
Yeah, that's the thing. It ends.
It leaves you with, like, you feel a little
because they don't actually catch the real killer in it. That's the thing. So since I just watched it, I had to refresh my memory. Like, she, Olivia Hussey, who is the, Olivia Hussey and Margot Kidder is great in the original.
Oh, Margot Kidder is so good.
Olivia Hussey is the survivor, and they make it look like the killer is her boyfriend, and she ends up killing him, like, in a fight, and then it's like, you know, police comes, whatever, but then it, like,
bonkers.
Pans away, and the killer's still out there.
They leave
her in
the house.
Yeah, by herself.
By herself. They're like, yeah, everyone was just brutally attacked. They think they have the killer. It's her boyfriend.
Yes. They think but instead of taking her to a real hospital, they just like set her up in her bed and leave her alone.
And the killer's still in the attic. The end.
Yeah, exactly.
So you go, it's just eerie. It's very effective.
Yes, it is. And I'm trying to look, because Black Christmas was 1974. What year was When a Stranger Calls? I think it was
78. Let's look
because, it up. I'm looking it up. We're trying to now actually give real details. 1979.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, the reason I wanted to mention that is because
4 years later,
what that means is that everyone thinks of, when they think the call is coming from inside the house, they think When a Stranger Calls.
Carol Kane.
But yes, have you checked The Children? Great movie. But When a Stranger, Black Christmas, the original, came up with that idea 5 years before that happened.
And what a weird title. Do you get Black Christmas? Do you get the title?
Well, I had heard that they were going to call it like Silent Night, Bloody. They had like other titles for
no
it.
One
I read
came to see it.
Black Christmas. I guess just because black is like the color of evil. I guess
like Halloween eyes when he goes, his eyes
with
are
the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Matt,
like that impression.
Is channeling.
Oh my god, I am
Donald
so
Pleasance.
On it with impressions tonight.
Really
no,
good job.
really good job. Really good
job. I'm
good
enjoying
job.
Your impressions.
But so no, you're right. The original is unsettling. Whereas when I like after watching the 2006 Black Christmas, it's just like that was a fun horror movie, you know. But I'm not gonna go home like terrified.
Good.
Of a man with a wig that pulls out eyeballs.
No, I didn't. I walked out of 2006 just fine.
Just fine, I know. Well, but then that's why I like the original. And yeah, the ending is really, really creepy.
It is.
But that's
so
what I like. That's why I like the original Halloween. It's like these unsettling, slow, suspenseful movies that have to be flashy.
Right. I think the reason you like the 2006 one is because when you watch it with a bunch of people, you need that, like, it's almost like MTV flash, 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 flash.
Yeah.
But when you watch the 74 version, it's like,
it's creepy.
It's creepy.
It like there's something about 1970s slasher movies
it's
and like early 80s.
It's the grittiness.
It's the grittiness. It's the setting. It's the ambiance.
It's the realness. The people aren't glossy. Like the 2006 one, like these girls are dressed to the nines.
Exactly.
In every single scene, you're like, and like, I'm watching a movie.
Even the death scenes, like the throwing the ice skate on, or like they're these, it's like over like glorified death scenes. Everything is, because you know, as technology has improved and years have gone on, like you got to up the ante. Everything has to be flashy and cool.
Everyone wants a soundbite.
Whereas it could be very simple in the 70s, and that's why I like a lot of 70s horrors. But all in all, I recommend both the original and the remake. Happen to like the original Black
things.
Christmas
I
better.
I like them both, but I think what makes me like the 2006 one version is
Lazy Chabert.
It is. Because her name's Dana. She goes under the house for I don't know what reason.
No, she's the power went out and she's looking for the circuit. I know. Why is it under the house?
I don't know. But she goes under
and
willingly.
Also, why by herself? Like, I feel like if
know.
You're.
She's like,
I don't
there's
remember.
A killer loose, but you know what? I'm going to crawl underneath the house.
Oh, you know, another thing I only because I just watched it so recently. The house mother in the remake, Andrea Martin, was one of the girls in the original, which is cool.
By the way, I think she looks older in the 1974 version.
She does. She's dressed like an old mom as a sorority girl.
Like, you're being generous. She looks like a grandma.
And then in the remake, she plays the house mom. She looks great.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, she doesn't look as good as like the young girls, but well, and then there's also what's funny. There's like the drunk girl who has like the gratuitous nude scene in the shower, which is completely.
Oh, by the way, she's in the Julia Roberts movie called Wonder. She plays a bitchy mom.
Oh, she's in that. You know who she reminds me of? The girl in the original Jeepers Creepers, Gina Phillips.
Yeah.
Doesn't she look like her?
I didn't particularly care for her as in the movie as a drunk girl. I mean, like, I just don't like drunk people in general.
I just don't like drunk people in general. Well,
no, but
okay.
I mean, like,
unless you're the drunk person.
Right. Then, like, everyone's like,
everyone
hilarious.
Loves you. No, there wasn't anything to her. Like, I liked the Michelle Trachtenberg
character.
They
also had a Dick Cheney joke.
Oh, they did? In the movie?
In the 2006 one. They're like, she said something like Dick Cheney. And I was like, how timely. How stupid.
Stupid. I will say the ending of the remake is just, talk about over the top. I mean, it's like, she's running through the hospital. Nobody's
no nurses,
helping her.
No doctors.
No, but there's, unlike like Halloween 2 or most movies when they always make it like nobody's in the hospital, she's running through. Everyone's in the hospital and nobody's helping her.
No,
she still had
to fight him.
She was fighting him. Everybody's watching and no one's helping her.
Yeah, and we actually went the extra mile and watched the three alternate endings.
We did. So if you have the DVD, is it the Blu-ray or the DVD for the new
one? I don't
think
it's on Blu-ray yet.
Oh, okay. So if you have the DVD for the new Black Christmas, I'm saying new, it's 11 years old.
Yeah.
The remake of the Black Christmas, it has like a bunch of alternate endings.
Which all were lukewarm.
Shitty. Yeah.
Lukewarm.
Although I did like in one of them that Lee survived, because I thought that was like, she survives the whole debacle just to get killed at the end.
Before we move on to our next movie, which we'll talk about that really briefly, the director's wife is
Lee,
a great actress.
Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. She had that like New York,
Kristen
New Jersey
Cloak,
girl
I think
vibe.
Her name was. Right?
But she was older than the girls. Like she was supposed to be an older sister, so she had to be. She looked like she was maybe 35.
Yeah. Kristen Cloak. She was 39 when the movie was filmed.
So now she's 50.
40. She's 49. Her birthday's September 2nd. Everybody.
Just so you know. Yeah.
Just so you know.
No, she was great. I liked her. I liked her character. It was cool. Like, I mean, but it was just it was a shitty way. It's like everybody knows the character in the horror movie that like survives the huge debacle only to die like in for some dumb reason at the end. Like that's her character. It's like she gets through all of the really tough parts just to get her neck snapped by Agnes in the hospital.
Agnes!
Oops, spoiler.
Fun fact before we move on. Her husband also directed Willard, about the rats, with Crispin Glover. And Black Christmas, obviously. And then Final Destination 3.
My favorite. The original's my favorite, but that's my second favorite because
the roller coaster one.
Now I know why he picked Mary Beth Winston or whatever, because she was the star of Final Destination 3. Oh my God. Everything makes sense right now.
Yeah,
life.
Merry Christmas.
Life has a new meaning. Thanks.
Okay. So last but not least, Matt and I are just going to brief, because we honestly could talk about this for like five hours.
I was just going to say, I could talk about this for
We're going to try to do it the abridged version.
I don't know how.
So in 1997, there was this movie called Scream 2 that opened.
Not just on December 12th, 1997.
Yes. Kevin Williamson wrote.
Uh-huh. Wes Craven directed.
Yes.
So we watched it in honor of the 20th anniversary yesterday, which was December 12th, and we're just shocked that it's been 20 years since Scream 2 came out.
And everyone was so quiet watching it. We didn't talk at all.
We watched it with three of our friends, and I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I don't talk a lot during movies because
do,
but like, nobody would shut up.
No, we talked through the entire thing.
There were parts when I like actually wanted to hear, nope.
No.
And I mean, yes, I was an offender too, but it's like, I mean, I don't know how you, I mean, obviously I love the Scream movies, like, but Scream 2, other than, I absolutely love it. Anybody who says that sequels can't be as good as the original, I mean, yes, there was nothing in Scream 2 that was as good as the Drew Barrymore opening scene of Scream. I mean, that's, you can't top that, but as a movie, it was just a credible sequel.
I agree. Okay, I'm going to ask you some important questions.
Ask me.
Okay, did you like Portia de Rossi or Rebecca Gayheart better?
Neither.
As
the dumb sorority girls, I mean, like they were both equal, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like,
who were you most shocked to see pass away in the film?
Pass away? Oh, that's so passive away.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, I was
Jerry O'Connell
during it. No, Randy. I mean, like, the thing is, Jamie Kennedy's death, I remember, so we were talking about, like, experiences of seeing it, and I remember seeing it with all my friends, and, you know, I just seen Scream the year before and loved, and was so looking forward to the sequel coming out, and being shocked that they killed Randy off, because Randy, like, not only was he one of the two survivors from the original, but he was like a beloved character. He was the Mr. like rules, well, knows everything. But for shock value, I knew they wouldn't kill Sydney, so I guess they had to. But I was shocked. I was also not shocked, but shocked that Sarah Michelle Gellar's met such an untimely end so quickly. I thought she was going to be a bigger part in the movie.
Well, she had a TV series to do.
And she had just done I Know What You Did Last Summer, but I was the most shocked by
really
Randy.
Good.
Oh, her. So the thing is, if you know Scream 2, the opening scene, which is very creative, but it's not as effective as the opening
Jada
scene
Pinkett?
From Scream 1. Yeah, yeah.
Heather
it's
Graham,
great.
Yeah, it's good.
It's great, but it's in a theater, so it's not as creepy, but it's disturbing. That's what I was saying. It's very disturbing because the idea that someone could get killed in a theater, people are celebrating a horror movie and not even knowing that a real killer is there.
I was nervous because I did go see it a second time, and I actually thought, I mean, now the world we live in,
you would never be allowed to wear costumes of it.
Oh,
so
no.
In the original, in Scream 2, the opening scene, they're seeing a movie of the events of the first one, which is very meta. And at the premiere, they give out costume stuff. So everybody watching is dressed like the killer with fake knives running around screaming, which would never happen today.
No, see, I think that I remember seeing it the second time and I was actually looking around the theater.
Well, that's the thing.
I was
and
like,
they show
I'm
how,
genuinely
and then
nervous.
Her boyfriend gets killed in the bathroom and
well,
the guy.
Wait, let's talk about that death.
Oh.
That death is so, I think it's the worst one in the entire series.
Not getting thrown off the third story of the sorority house,
that's,
like Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That's not bad.
Not getting stabbed to death in
I
the
think
van.
Stabbed
like,
in the head that way was disgusting.
Through a bathroom wall.
Stall.
Yeah. Well,
I
he shouldn't have been
worst.
Listening to someone peeing. Number one. Mommy.
It was Tim Fiola, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He goes, Mommy, no. Mommy, mom. Yeah. You know what I wonder? And it's like, you can't think of these things, but you know, after you find out who the killer or killers are in one of these movies, then you like can go back and think, okay, you could like picture them in the costume during the killings.
I didn't do any thinking.
Oh. So I always think about that scene, and it, you know, it's Omar Epps, and he hears the killer in the stall next to him, like
it was
doing
Mickey.
Gibberish to himself. What the fuck was the point of? Was Mickey sitting there
it's
going,
just,
"Yummy, mommy,
it's
yummy,
just,
yummy"?
It's unnerving.
It is unnerving, but it's like when you think about it from a logical standpoint, which you obviously shouldn't. Like, was he just sitting on the toilet saying, "Ooh, how can I get him to
First
listen?"
Off,
I guess actually, no. That you're right. He needed him to put his ear to the door so he could stab him through.
Which
the
was
door.
The worst.
It's a pretty bad to get stabbed in the like I don't know the side of the
and
head.
And then like he's still alive.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But you know what?
Yeah.
American Horror Story had much worse scenes with the nail gun.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
oh,
that
cult,
was like
cult.
A,
yeah,
cult, cult,
cult. Cult, coke, coke, cult.
So that, for me, was the worst. And here's the bigger question. Was Omar pooping
no,
in public?
No. He was about to pee.
Because you know what? I would never
was
poop
Omar pooping.
In public.
He was on the pot. No. But I thought Jada Pinkett's death was more disturbing in
oh,
that
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She gets stabbed about 9 times in the middle of a crowd.
So if the movie has the two worst deaths in
it's
the
in
first,
the opening scene. Yeah.
In the opening scene, like, where do you go from there?
But the cool thing is it was very they knew they couldn't just repeat the Drew Barrymore opening scene. So
right.
I give it to, you know, to Kevin Williamson and Wes Craven for creating like a really cool meta different opening scene. Wasn't as scary as the first, but just disturbing and unnerving.
You know what I loved that fact that they Laurie Metcalf was I don't
Lloyd
know
Lloyd Metcalf? Is that
oh yeah, I thought she was a man. No, but they was kind of I don't know if he meant to do this on purpose or not, but was it a homage to Betsy Palmer's performance in Friday 13th?
Well, like, I just love that you first said homage instead of homage. That's my first
oh,
thing
did
to
I do
say.
It, wrong?
It was a homage, like a homage.
Oh, I prefer a homage.
Wait, oh, to
homage.
Betsy Palmer. I mean, I think a couple things. I mean, yes, because it's the mother. We were talking about
like
this yesterday.
Like, overtop performances? Like, so, both of them are like, whoop, whoop.
I think. So, okay, we can talk about the reveal of... So, the two killers in Scream 2, everybody's seen. It's been 20 years. Mickey,
yeah, I'm not
who nobody cares
to
about.
Describe this movie.
And Laurie Metcalf, who plays Mrs. Loomis, a.k.a. Billy Loomis's, the killer from the first movie,
Aunt
his
Jackie.
Mother. I love that. So, I've heard split feelings on the reveal of the killer being Mrs. Loomis. I personally thought it was incredible.
Me too.
Here's
I
why.
Liked
Number
it.
One... the continuity between the first, because in the first, like, Billy Loomis is constantly talking about, like, wah, wah, Sydney, your mom slept with my dad, and it made my mom leave. So, a.k.a. continuity from the first one. So, there was that mom who left. Number two, you had nobody had any idea that Laurie Metcalf was in the killer. I've never talked to anyone
really?
Who was like, yep, I called it. That newscaster
I mean, I definitely
was
didn't
the
call
killer.
Her. I actually had no idea.
No, exactly. That's the thing. So, It was totally surprising. And then when you see it's the reporter, I mean, Laurie Metcalf, she walks in and you're like, Debbie Salt. But then when she reveals she's Mrs. Loomis, I'm like, this is genius because it wasn't just thrown in there. Like, it made
But
sense.
did
And
you
that's what
ever
I like.
think it was Gale Weathers?
I mean,
I'm just
you mean
kidding.
even she's chasing after herself
I love Gale
in the things?
Weathers in one, two, and three, even her bangs.
Oh God, the bangs are awful. But can we talk about the two, in my opinion, best scenes of Scream 2? And there's a million great scenes because it's a great movie. Number one best scene, I think we agree on this, is a scene in the car
Oh,
when
yeah,
Sydney
for
and
sure.
Hallie are in that car accident.
Elise
They,
Neal.
yes, and the killer is like knocked down the front seat, and they have to crawl over him to get out. It's the
And
most
kudos to
unnerving.
that cop driver in the front
Yeah,
seat.
I know. What a cutie. I
Ha
wonder what he's up to today,
Phil
right? I
Paval?
know. I wonder what he's
I
he
don't
was a
know. I'm gonna
cutie.
kiss him.
That's crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's number one best scene in the movie. I mean, I remember people in the theater were going nuts over that. And then number two, I thought the Gale Weathers chase scene in
Oh
the college,
I
because she's
agree.
running through like doors, and like, anybody who's ever been in a college building, like
I have
when after
not.
hours,
Just kidding.
it's fucking scary.
No, I
Like,
totally
it's
agree.
really eerie. Either a library or a college campus building when there's nobody around is effing scary. So, and Gail, what? So that was a really good scene. But
Where'd you
yeah,
go to
it's just
where'd
in.
you go to high school? Where'd
Where
you
did I
go to
go to high school?
college?
Boston University. And
Was
I
it
we had a
look like that?
No, because our campus was in the middle of the city, so it wasn't like as much of a college campus. But we had a library, and I remember there were two basements, a basement and a sub basement. I remember like going to study, and the sub basement was really, really like crowded, really like
Was
thin
there books in
corridors.
there?
Yes, it's lots of books.
Oh.
And I remember going down there and nobody else was down there. It was at night, and I was like, this is fucking scary. Like, a killer could be hiding in the library. A very studious killer.
Right.
A good killer. So anyway, abandoned
Study by
colleges
day, kill
are,
by night.
yeah, I say. But I thought Scream 2, and it's, first off, the fact that it's been 20 years is nuts, but the fact that I still feel like it holds up
Oh,
today.
absolutely.
I'm just sad that like the generation of younger people that didn't grow up on Scream like we
We
did,
actually
like
know
think it's like an
someone.
old horror
Yeah.
movie.
Well, we know someone who hasn't seen Scream 1, 2,
But
3, or
he's in our
4.
age group,
I
and
know,
that's
that's
nuts.
scary to me.
It's scary. Well, how do you
Well, he's
escape
33.
the late 90s and not have seen the Scream
I don't
movies? Like, you
know.
had to be,
It was
it was
built in.
everything. It was
I agree. Well,
everything
maybe
back
to
then.
us. We're It's everything
No,
to
but
us.
not so. I remember Scream won the MTV Movie Award for Best Movie, and I know it's like big whoop, but that's when the MTV Movie Awards were actually really
Remember the
popular.
Blockbuster Awards?
Yes,
Oh
yes.
shit.
And there was Kids' Choice, but Scream was everything. So the
Yes.
sequel came
Well,
out,
it came out in December and it lasted it had steady business, I think, until like April.
and then they re-released. So Scream 2 was re-released because I remember in May, I think, because I remember going to see it again when they re-released it. But my whole point is, like, back then when MTV was popular and the Scream movies were everything. So like, to have escaped that time without, I understand if you're young and haven't seen it, but if you're in like your 30s and haven't seen it,
I know,
or
or
40s
40s.
for Timmy,
Jinx,
no,
you owe me a Coke.
yeah, but it still holds up today. So here's a question for you.
Yes.
Rank the Scream movies in order
But
of your preference from 1 through 4, that your top one to your least favorite one.
I think
Go.
they go in order. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4 is your least favorite?
Well, I like them all.
I know, I like them all too, but I would say 1, 2, 4, 3. I
Oh, you don't
didn't
love
love.
three?
3 is fun, but it's so campy.
I liked it
It
because it was
became a
in
comp.
Hollywood and it was right when I moved to Hollywood.
But it just
So.
became. I like that they have comedy in the Scream movies, but it became more of a comedy
No,
than a horror.
absolutely. Like it was going that route of like just like a Nightmare on Elm
It.
Street 3, we got very like it's when Freddy started making jokes like "Welcome to
Exactly. Well,
prime
not,
time,
but yeah,
bitch."
but I don't want to undermine 4 because I actually
No,
love
I love
four.
four.
It's and 4 and 2 to me are really, really close. I would just say 1 and then 2 by a tiny bit over 4 because I loved 4 and then 3 way
Marley
below it.
Shelton.
It was all Marlee Shelton.
And
No,
you know
Emma
what? I'm gonna.
Roberts. Are you
Oh yeah, of
kidding?
course. She went on to that cult.
Oh, you mean American Horror Story? To that goal. Emma Roberts, like, please, if you're listening, because of course you
She
are,
is. She's like,
play
oh,
a
when's
psych.
that
Like, I know
podcast
you've
come
played
out?
Sorority Girls and, like, Mean Girls. Play a psychopath again because you were awesome. Like,
She's growing out of those roles.
the
She played a
sorority
news
girls or the
reporter. Yeah,
psychopaths?
both.
I mean, I feel like she's never going to grow out of the sorority
That's
girls.
true.
Like,
That's true.
but play it like she was such a good nutcase. I
I
mean,
agree.
but
Slamming her head into that mirror.
yeah, but we're actually the one thing we didn't talk about, I know we should end soon, is Laurie Metcalf's performance in Scream 2.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
she is unbelievable. She is so nuts It is great. I mean, like, if you're going to play a psycho serial killer, you got
to play
it nuts.
Would you dress up as Debbie Salt? Is that her name?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
I mean, it was Debbie Loomis, but pretending to be Debbie Salt.
Right.
You like how I have
Debbie
to
Salt
like,
doesn't even exist.
Doesn't even exist. Well, who gives a flying fuck?
Oh,
let him
this,
try and find the second possible killer.
We have to cut that F-word out.
Debbie Salt doesn't exist. Would I dress up as her for Halloween? It'd basically be like a woman in like a business suit. So no.
Yeah, with the pearls.
With a pearl.
With a pearl. With a string of pearls a la Woolworth. Thank you.
So, no, I wouldn't dress up. But I wouldn't dress up as anyone from the Scream movies other than Ghostface because they're all just like normal people.
That's
right?
True. Yeah, all right. But, well, all right. Thank you so much for listening.
I feel like we need to end on like a holiday note.
Okay, yes,
or something.
Yes. Okay.
Jingle
bells.
We both start singing. No, we want to wish listeners a very happy holiday season and a very healthy new year.
I have something to say.
Okay.
Okay. So in the future, let me know if you would like to have guests. Let me know if there's a particular guest and maybe I can tweet them because, you know, I've got so many connections through Twitter.
But it's true. There's a lot of like people who love horror movies know all the actors and actresses in them. And there's a lot of actors and actresses out there in like maybe not huge horror movies, but like that would do this podcast. And that would be really cool to have.
I'd love
them
to
on
sit
there.
Down and talk to them.
Especially what's her name? Olivia DeJong.
Olivia DeJonghi.
DeJonghi.
She's busy, though, and she's, like, 19. She has no interest in a 40-year-old gay man.
I know, but who knows? She probably has, like, a lot of 40-year-old gay men friends.
She might.
Yeah, she might.
All right. Well, happy holidays, Matt.
Happy horror time, Tim.
Oh, you always say that.